Now, today, the problem of the ally still could be a baffling thing if it were not for this description processing. And so description processing becomes very valuable to know. This person's having an awfully bad time with an ally, let's say an aunt or something of the sort, you know. They're very occluded, and they apparently are in the aunt's universe. You see, you can get into other people's universes and universes that are real universes, and boy, you can get every place. And we still have somebody who is very occluded and who's having that. Well, we could actually validate the area. It's not as good a process, you see, secondary process. Validate the area where they're stuck just to the degree of getting them to describe it. And this, in terms of allies, can be quite acute because it's an experience shared by the body and the thetan in common. And the way we get rid of an ally today is to sit down and have the preclear start describing the ally. We want the physical description of the ally, physical description of the ally's surroundings. We just want more and more description. We're not even interested in whether this person is getting them by picture or anything else. We just want the description. And if we just keep the preclear describing, we will eventually find the ally back where the ally belongs and wiped out. Why? You're running as-isness. This is as-isness with regard to this ally. And it's a very permissive, gentle way to slide in to this sort of case, but don't think it isn't a deadly process. This one will turn on somatics of a royal and classic nature, just gorgeous. Well, I've seen them get somatics all over their body. Now, the reason why this is interesting to you is because it introduces another manifestation which has, to date, rather defied a good solid sweep that would crack it up, and that is recall on past lives. This seems to be blocked in most people quite markedly by between lives areas and limitation of attention and other things. And you just get a person to sit down and ask them to start describing their last body. And they will go on at some length, only you ask them to be more accurate about this description, and you hound them. And it gets less and less real to them, and less and less real, 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 and more and more 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 less and less real, and less and less, and more real, and more real, and more and less real. And less real. And less real, and you just keep them describing it. And then they'll dig up their past life. Just by description. You see why it works, and what your goal is an oddity. You've got to get the as-isness of that life to knock out some of its unpleasant features so that the person is willing to recall that much unpleasantness.